for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Thank you.
Dumbass.
Brought to you by purplefuels.com. When you see a dumbass in the news, send it to Dumbass News at Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Yeah!
There, babbity.
Babbity.
Guy wants to sue his parents for giving birth to him.
We all do.
We'd like to sue his parents for giving birth to him.
Yes, thanks for that.
27-year-old guy in India.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. Still living at home.
He has to, right? This isn't a guy who has a job and is on his own now.
Nope.
This has to be a guy who's in his basement getting kicked out.
Right.
And has to go to work and has to do all these things, right?
Like like that kid that was...
Jersey, right?
Yeah.
Right. Was it New Jersey?
It was like Syracuse or something, I thought.
Yeah. And where are my hot buckets?
Yeah, his parents were like, you gotta leave.
You gotta get out.
I asked for Tortino Rolls. I do not see them. Yeah. Why you mother bitch?
I thought things were different in India. I thought, you know, you disrespect your parents and they could just, you know, drag you out in the street and beat the crap out of you with a billy club.
Right.
And then, like, you're not part of the family anymore.
Well, certain parts, yeah.
Yeah, like the whole village could stone you to death.
Exactly.
You know, you
right.
disgraced your family.
Or worse, you slap with sandals.
Not that I looked it up in any, you know, real legitimate, you know, research material. I think I just got this from the internet and television.
Mm. Well, the internet, they say it's got to be true.
Right.
Yeah.
So he wants to sue his parents for bringing him into the world without his permission. How do you ask, really?
Seriously, really?
Well.
You would have to ask what, your sperm?
You would have to ask that.
You'd have to have a conversation with your sperm.
Right.
Does the egg ask the sperm? I don't know.
Well, no, you get the sperm
talk
first.
To the eggs and the sperm?
Yeah, right.
Well, first, I want to get you guys together and girls and let's have a conversation.
We need a game plan over here and we really want this child to happen.
How does this even move forward as a lawsuit? You can't go, like...
That has to get to the first phase and then tossed out.
Jesus.
Here's a recent video from his YouTube page where he talks about how we shouldn't automatically respect our elders, including our parents.
You don't have to respect them. What is this logic? Your parents are two people who just wanted a good night together and then they had you. You don't have to respect them for that. Having a child makes your life in society much easier. They owe you, if anything. They claim that you gave them joy when you were born. Many of them claim this. So basically, you are their asset. Why should you respect them? You respect them if you feel like respecting them.
Well, you're an asshead, all right.
Asshead.
You're a total asshead.
Yeah, this has to be a guy. Either A, he's just trying to get YouTube followers so he can become a YouTube sensation and not really have to work.
Right.
Just make videos pontificating.
Right.
It's either that or this guy is a total loser in his basement getting kicked out.
Right.
And now he's going to sue his parents.
Right.
I read 15 chapters of a law book. I got this.
Yeah.
That one time in the bedroom, very long, I was reading the book.
Yeah. I love that. You don't have to respect them.
No.
You brought them joy.
Right, exactly.
Right.
They owe you. They owe you.
You know what? You brought us joy until around now.
Right. Yeah. 27 years later, not so much.
Yeah.
What is his YouTube channel? Because I want to hear all of the topics.
Right, and that's what everyone's going to do. They're gonna say, who is this kid? How do I see more?
Right.
Right.
I hate that. It's that
right.
easy.
It works.
Everybody has it.
It really works.
And then make money.
Right. Yes, and now this kid is going to make money because he made a video saying he's suing his parents. Right.
Unfortunately, I cannot do it anymore because my parents shut the internet off.
No more Wi-Fi.
Backfire.
That would be awesome. $190 million gone because she doesn't know her dead husband's password.
Oh, Lord.
Wah, wah.
Try that. Oh, Lord.
Got to write this stuff down.
You do. Mm-hmm. You really do.
People need to know.
Apparently, he did write it down, but he had it in his pocket. And the cream added him, so kind of, you know.
Damn it.
Did she try her name?
190 million.
Maybe the password's ha 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 ha.
You'll never get it. Try guessing.
Up yours, IRS. Try that one.
Jamie is on the show now. Jamil. Looks like Jamie. Jamil?
Hamil.
Hey, good morning.
Hamil?
Hamil.
I think.
See?
All right. How's it pronounced?
Jamil.
Oh, Jamil. I was wrong. Sorry.
No, your pronunciation on the card is correct, Pam.
Oh, right. It was. Oh, okay.
I read it right off the card.
Right.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
I thought I messed up for a second.
Yeah. All right. Whatever your name is. Yeah. Good morning.
You. Good morning.
Good morning.
Did you hear about this story?
I read about it, yeah. The exchange in Canada where the young man unfortunately passed away on a trip to build an orphanage in India. Yep.
Yeah. And now what?
Now they're trying to get the Bitcoin out of the exchange. They can't.
And are they going to have people try to go in, get into this person's computer?
Well, on a basic level, if you do not have the cryptographic security passkey, then there's pretty much no chance that they can get that money.
There's got to be some hacker out there. I mean, it's worth the money. The bounty right there is $190 million. So say, okay, $50 million to break this freaking code. You watch how fast the thing is busted. Someone's going to do it. Yet somewhere there's some guy in a basement in France.
But if you pay $50 million, you're going to get $140 million. Then you have to explain to the people who lost $50 million why they're not getting $50
million. One step at a time.
Yeah, it's other people's money.
The main thing is to get the money first.
Yeah, right. Well, this will put the Bitcoin blockchain to the test because it's supposed to be unhackable, and so far it has been unhackable. So we'll see if they can get it and see if something happens where they prove that wrong.
Wait, so it's good if they get it because they recover $190 million for investors, but it's bad if they get it because it proves that it's not an unbreakable code. So this is a lose-lose.
Correct.
Holy crap.
So is Bitcoin.
Isn't there like a forgot password button? They just email you the password?
Yeah, really? Right. Yeah, exactly. Well,
I do it all the time.
I do it every day.
Oh, wait a minute. That's right. It was Fluffy.
I never remember.
It was Fluffy Bunny Slippers. Damn it. How could I forget that one? I was wearing Fluffy Bunny Slippers that day.
All right, this guy's really dead, right? They saw the body. They confirmed it's this person. Because this seems like a really fun way to just like, yeah, I'm going to go and buy an island somewhere.
It's very James Bond-like, yes.
Yeah.
Well, I believe the show man has passed away, unfortunately. He had, Crohn's disease, and he went to rural India. I don't guess his judgment on that. But, he wanted to make a difference in the world, and he died trying to do that.
Did he die of Crohn's disease?
Complications of Crohn's disease, I said.
Yes.
How do you have $190 million in this electronic currency and know you're dying of Crohn's disease?
Apparently, he had
and not have a plan B for everyone else.
He had the tandoori shrimp that day.
Here's the thing. You cannot, so far today, you cannot hack an address, which is the location of, in the Bitcoins in the cyber world, right? But you can hack an exchange and you can hack a wallet. There's three things, right? So, right now they're going to try to hack the address because it can't, because they don't have the passcode for anything. So we'll see.
Right. Why wouldn't he have a backup? In other words, there's not one person who has the formula for Coca-Cola.
Yeah, right.
Right?
It's
locked away, but there's a few people who have it. So if one dies in a car wreck, we can still make Coke.
Yeah, we got backup.
Yeah.
Right. Hindsight's 2020, right?
I guess so.
No, but wait. No, that's not hindsight. That would be me saying, we should have a backup here.
Right.
$190 million. I have Crohn's disease. I could die. And someone needs to be able to access this.
Right.
That's just logic.
Yeah. That's logic.
Right.
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 Common sense.
Well, I will tell you this. I will tell you this. If you have a Bitcoin and you don't have the private key for your Bitcoin, you don't have a Bitcoin. You think
this
you do.
Is,
if someone
this,
else is managing your money, it's not your money.
This is all shenanigans, isn't it? This whole thing.
Yeah, is this like a scam that this guy was pulling, maybe?
This guy's not dead.
No, he might be. But this whole cryptocurrency is shenanigans. It's not real. People are taking your money, and then it's like, well, if you lose your key, you're out of money. It's non-recoverable.
Uh-huh.
And then this guy dies. The simplest life insurance policy will have who's going to get the money, and then give us a plan B.
Right. In the event of emergency.
This is the lowest, a $25,000 life insurance policy has, all right, here's the beneficiary, and then here's the second beneficiary.
Right.
How do you have $190 million and there's not, okay, this person has it, and then should this person die, this information gets released.
A pecking order.
Yeah.
Protocol.
Right.
Great questions. You know, it makes sense to me. The real benefits of blockchain technology are cryptographic security and the data that's captured.
Huh.
So, you know, that's the real value to the invention.
Hmm. AJ, you want to explain that to me?
I have no idea. I was just thinking the password might be Crohn's.
Yeah, it could be.
I'm dying.
Right.
Oh, wow. Damn.
Huh.
Damn.
What they got to do now is, you know, these cryptographic security codes are 30 to 50 digits long and they're alphanumeric. So somebody would have to generate every single possibility for those 30 to 50 numbers and try to use them and try to apply them to the address. And that could take, you know, a long, long time.
I remember I locked myself out of my iPhone. This is just a stupid phone.
Right.
I only had 10 tries. Before it just would nuke all the information on the phone.
Oh, wow.
10 tries.
Wow.
And it tells you as you're going, it's like you have 3 more tries at this.
That's 3 up at bats, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, what the hell? Never change your passcode when you're drinking.
Never.
Never.
It'd be really funny if I put this in.
Never.
Right, yeah.
Never, never.
Same thing happened with Bitcoin.
Wow, you would think there'd be more backups for $190 million. Are you investing in this, Jamil?
Right now I don't hold any cryptocurrency.
That says a lot.
Right.
Yeah. Would you advise people to invest in this?
I would advise to do your own research first, and see how the market shakes out. 2018 was a bear market. A lot of the players are, you know, longer standing. So I would take a wait and see approach, which is what I'm doing.
The cryptocurrency going down now, right? Like the buzz is wearing off?
I wouldn't say it would ever go away. I'd say Bitcoin's about $3,400 right now, which is near its low for the past 2 years and has been really heavily steady for the past few months. So it's not going anywhere yet, but it's not going to go away.
And the outcome of this one scenario, $190 million, guy dies. If we get in, it's not as secure as we thought. If we don't get in, this could happen to you.
Yeah.
This is going to determine how the stocks go, you think, this one case?
Well, it's not a stock, but it could determine the price in the future. And only 21 million Bitcoins were, you know, created in the blockchain. And so the supply is going to be down. But if the demand goes up, then the price is going to shoot past where it was prior in 2017.
All right. So, but is this like stock where once you sell all these coins or whatever, you can split it?
Once you sell, you can do whatever you want.
I'm still confused.
Yeah, I like
this
dollars.
This is why I'm over here and you're
it.
Over there.
I like dollars.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. I can't wait to see what happens here.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Because I heard, like, the wife has his laptop.
Right.
And she's like, I don't even know how to get into the laptop.
Right.
They can't even get into his laptop.
Press the power button, first of all.
That's the laptop.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah.
Maybe charge it.
Right.
Yeah. It's just the laptop. Then you got to get into whatever
right.
you
yeah.
got to get into after that.
There aren't going to be secrets.
The password is the wife did it.
There's something fishy.
She killed me.
What do you mean?
It's just fishy.
Very
there are going to be a lot of secrets if they are ever able to get that thing open.
Oh, you think he's going to have, like, all kinds of bad porn and stuff on
exactly,
there?
Yeah.
Lots of stuff.
Right.
Scams, pyramid schemes. There's nothing right about this. Nothing.
Yeah. Really nasty emails.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, Jamil. Thanks for coming on. Appreciate
a lot of DMs.
It.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right. Jamil Hassan is author, business coach, facilitator, president of Minerva Data Advisors, blockchain consultant. That sounds very...
It's a big business card.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Big
very
business
fancy.
Card.
Very
sounds
big.
Like a very smart person.
Gives you both sides.
Do you believe that? I saw that story and I just...
I'm telling you, this guy's not dead.
Mind.
This guy's not dead.
No.
There's something going on here.
But if he is,
he
how
faked
do you...
It.
You know, this is... this. It's a little ding in the armor of... Well, the smart people have it figured out, so that's good. You know?
Yeah.
We live our lives thinking, oh, well, the smart people have it all figured out. Like, if the power grid goes down,
right, no.
we'll have all that information back, right?
Right. They'll get it.
Like, all that information that's on the cloud.
Right, they've got
it.
That
we don't make books for now.
Right.
We just store everything on the cloud.
Up in the air, yep.
You know, weapon systems, how to build all these things.
All that.
All this stuff that's stored.
All in the air.
Like, if there's some big electronic bzzzt right. and everything goes out in the planet,
right.
you think, oh, well, the smart people have this all figured out.
Nope. We're back to using sticks and rocks.
This guy, they can't even get into this guy's laptop. $190 million. Like, there was no plan.
Right. Some 14-year-old hacker could probably get in there.
You know, maybe when the doctor, you go home.
The password was Game Boy.
Get the kid who figured right. out the iPhone flaw with
that kid.
FaceTime.
Yeah, grandma, the hell his name
Put that kid on it. This seems like a movie.
Yep. Yeah, where's Matthew Broderick?
Right, where is he right now when we need him? Pat's parade today. Is Stashball in Boston yet? Do we know?
He was about an hour out when we spoke to him an hour ago, so we should be very close.
So let's do the math on this. I'm no cryptocurrency genius, but I can figure out if he was an hour out an hour ago, he should be close.
I think Pam has a theory.
Stashball just posted on Facebook, "Hello, Boston. Did you miss me?" So I'm guessing he's there.
I was there before.
That would suggest. All right, we'll find out in the next break. Right now, Chaz and AJ Sports Buzzer, powered by Road Ready Used Cars. Who's on the line live from Boston? It's Petey Boy.
What's up, boys?
Hey, Petey. Congratulations on your team's
just
win.
Another parade.
Yeah, didn't we do this a couple of months ago already?
Yeah. 94 days ago, we were talking about this on the radio.
Was it 94?
The Red Sox.
Well, I said the Red Sox line, so, you know.
I'm not keeping track.
Right.
94 days.
And then, the Bruins are looking okay. The Celtics are looking okay. They're not going to win no championship, but,
It's crypto language.
What is happening?
It's crypto language.
You know what I like on my muffin?
Bata.
So bring us through your plans for today.
All right, well. I got to say, they didn't plan it well in the sense that they're adding another train here. So that's what I'm waiting for. And I'm meeting up with my brothers and my two nieces. And so we're probably about a half hour behind here. But so we're going to go over to Tremont Street, which is one of the main streets that goes back on, you know, on the backside of Government Center. So. I'll get some really good pictures from there. I'll send them over to you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, any video, too. There, if you run into anyone who's...
My sister-in-law is going to take the kids and do whatever they're going to do, and the boys are going to go play a little bit. Right.
I love that.
So Petey's main objective is to stay upright.
Yeah.
I can't... They go, oh, such a boring game. Oh, the game stunk. Oh, are you kidding me? I'm like, if you look back, three of the highest scoring power teams, the Patriots shut them down. I mean, the Rams got nothing in the first half. Nothing. Zip. Zero. That's amazing.
Yeah,
they scored one touchdown the whole game.
We were saying that the whole day yesterday, that it's not a boring game when one score can turn the result.
Right.
So when you're a minute 20 out and the other team could still win, I mean, anything could happen.
It could.
Yeah.
It didn't.
Well, that's the thing is when you have one big turnover, like, and that happened, you know, pick off at the end of the game.
Yeah.
So it's what it is.
Where did you watch the game, Petey Boy?
Scorpions. Okay. It's a big time bar. It's they put in a big LED. It had to be at least 40 feet wide, brand new, just for the game.
Right. They kept their seat and gave it back the next day.
That had to be pretty awesome.
God. It was packed. I mean, the place was going nuts. I'm like, it was a lot of fun.
You're able to get a beer when you need a beer.
Oh, man, it was stand-up room only. You couldn't hear yourself. It was awesome.
No, I guess.
It was awesome.
The animal's pocket.
Maybe when I felt. I go, I'm a church-going guy.
Of course,
know?
Yes.
All right, so parade at 11, and then you're going to be with your brother, his wife, and his kids.
Brother.
And then, how long does the parade take? Please. What's in the parade? There's the teams on the duck boats, right? And then there's
Gronkity chugging beers.
A couple of high school bands will march along and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's not that long of a parade, right?
It starts at Prudential, goes down Tremont, goes over pops over and goes to Government Center, and then they do the rah-rah, and Government Center is it's just a zoo.
The rah-rah.
And
they do the
so
rah-rah.
It's so nice out. It's like gotta be be in the mid-50s already.
Yeah, that's right. You'll have a good turnout because of the weather.
It's a nice day. Yep, not freezing. Yep.
So what do you get? So who gets up on the stage to do the rah-rah? Politicians? The team?
Marty Walsh is the mayor of Boston. He'll be up there. Duval, the governor, he'll be up there. You know, your standard politicians. And then you'll have, like, all the local stuff, you know.
Right.
I think the guys from EEI are going to be there. They usually do.
I can't imagine the Sports Hub or EEI not being there.
Seriously.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they usually do, like, the intros and all that. And, you know, and then you get, like, you'll always get the let's go from Brady, you know. It's, let's go!
Sounds just like him.
They close
my eyes.
T-shirts up here now.
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody's smart, you know, opportunist, if you want to call it that.
Right.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I think the last time the Patriots did this, Tom Brady was wearing, like, $10,000 worth of, like, designer clothes, and Gronk is standing next to him shirtless with a WWE belt.
I'm like,
that's funny.
He'll probably shave, too.
Oh, yeah, he's had that, 5 o'clock shadow
that
going.
That gross shit going on.
Now, what was it, SpongeBob? Now what the woman.
I know Petey Boy's life. I want his life.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it's focused on work. It's more, let's just have a good time.
Exactly.
Up on bus and sports and SpongeBob.
The thing is, it's like almost a holiday now.
It's Christmas all over.
Pretty much. The teachers was talking earlier. They're like, I'll have nobody in my class.
That's right.
You know?
And then how late do you think you'll go?
What's that?
When you and your brother shed yourself of children and wives, how long do you guys think you'll go partying tonight?
I don't have my clock.
There is no time.
He'll be home by
Thursday. Time doesn't exist.
He'll be home by Thursday.
Yeah.
Well, put it this way. I might be on the wrong train.
Whoops. Wrong train again.
I'd be like, what am I doing in Connecticut?
Yeah, really.
If you could send us some videos at the height of your craziness, that would be awesome, Petey Boy.
Oh, yeah, you got it.
All right, thank you, brother.
Have fun, man.
All right, man.
All right, well, thanks.
And be safe.
Talk to you guys later.
Stoshball's in Boston now for the Pats Parade. It starts at 11. Describe the scene.
It's a sea of red and blue right now with some gray.
Already?
Red, blue, and gray. Gotcha.
Yep. And there were some police vehicles that were driving by. There was about 5 or 6 buses full of officers that were being carried by a police motorcade as well.
Wait, the police motorcade were carrying police?
Yes, like inside of city buses.
Right.
So it looked like one of those movies, AJ, where the troops are being moved in?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mobilizing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Holy crap.
Get your positions.
You know, I guess that's a good plan. They've been through this enough times to know we need more cops.
Right, they're the Blue 42 part. Blue 42! Blue 42!
I would guess they're going to have giant vans or buses that they just arrest people and put those plastic zip-tie cuffs on.
The paddy wagons,
like you're hammered.
Yeah.
We got to get you off the street.
Right. They call them mobile command centers.
No, the mobile command center is the office where they communicate with all the officers.
Right,
it's like
right.
a mobile office.
Right.
So all the processing goes down.
So now there's got to be a bus or a truck that they just put everyone in. It's like a mobile jail.
Right, okay, right.
Yeah.
The mobile who's gal.
The mobile who's gal.
Yes.
Yeah. What else are you seeing there, Stashball?
Right now I'm seeing a lot of cars passing by. The streets are packed right now. Like,
packed.
Literally, I'm looking down from, like, over by the government center, the town hall, and there is no space left on the barricade to take kind of lean on to look over. There's a few street vendors I've seen, and...
What are they selling? Like, shirts and hats and...
Spider-Man balloons?
Yeah, balloons, food...
I haven't seen balloons. I haven't seen food yet. I've seen a lot of the 6-ring T-shirts.
Gotcha. Right.
And there's lots of banners. I sent you guys a couple pictures as is. It looks like they might be giving out signs that say never gets old on it with all the Super Bowl.
Or we're still here?
Oh, that's what the buses were saying on, like, the destination thing.
All right. And, man, if they're there now and the parade doesn't start until 11.
They'll be hammered.
I feel like that's a correct assumption. Yeah, the cops already know that, obviously. They're bussing in cops.
Like Jonestown the day after, everybody just laying there.
The bus goes by. Hey, what's wrong, everybody?
Well, you know what? It won't be right at 11, but around 2, 3 o'clock.
Woo!
Yep. It's going to look like The Walking Dead without all the
blood. You're
going
to smell it, too, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the crazy thing is, when I was doing my research, on the website said that they were cracking down on alcohol and weed at the parade.
Yeah, so you don't have any? Here, have some. You're not drunk enough. Here, have a beer.
You know what? That's code for be discreet.
Yeah.
Don't
Pretty
just
much.
Have an open bottle or an open can.
Yeah, don't be an ass.
Have a red cup or a water bottle.
Right, blow your hit the other way.
Yeah.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, don't vomit on children.
Right, maybe take an edible instead.
Right. Do you have anyone nearby you could talk to, ask a few questions of?
Sure, hold on 1 second. Excuse me, sir. Do you mind if this goes on air at all?
No, not at all.
What's your name, where you're from?
I'm Larry from Lowell.
All right, well, Larry, how far is Lowell from Boston?
About 30-minute ride.
A 30-minute ride. How many parades have you been to for the championship?
My first one.
So you're popping the cherry on this? And where do the Patriots rank in your life?
Greatest of all time.
So near the top, I assume. Can you name three quarterbacks not named Tom Brady of the Patriots?
Yep. Ethan, Grogan, and Flutie. Go Flutie.
Ethan, Grogan, and Flutie, you said.
Yeah.
Impressive. All right. What jersey do you have
on? Trump.
Go Trump, huh?
Yeah.
In Boston.
Nice. Son.
Chandler Jones.
Second greatest draft pick we ever had.
All right. Well, thank you very much, sir.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you. Enjoy the parade. Thank you.
All right, Stoshball. Excellent interview.
Nice.
All right, we'll check back in with you in a bit.
Great, thank you.
All right, try to stay sober.
Somebody talk to him. That's the first.
He did a good job.
He did.
Yeah.
Sure was Stoshball?
Yeah. Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. Stoshball live in Boston for the Pats Parade. Are you mad right now?
I'm getting better. Still feeling the effects.
Yeah, what happened?
We had a nice little meltdown on Friday.
No, I'm not talking about that.
Oh.
Oh, something else?
Yeah, Phil said you guys just had an exchange.
We had an exchange? Oh, no. I was listening to this commercial, and I just kind of was like staring blindly into space, and he goes, we like your commercials, too.
Oh,
I didn't say anything. I was just looking into space.
It was one of those you didn't have to say anything.
I was just looking into space.
You're making that face?
I was making a face,
like you just smelt something bad?
Exactly, like bad shrimp, yes, exactly.
You're making a bad shrimp face, yes.
Right. Now, but it could have been anything. It just happened to be his commercial.
What was it, the MyPillow?
Yeah, the new one with Pam and Phil. I could have been thinking about something.
I always thought it was Pam that was annoying in that commercial. Turns out it's just...
Well, I'm still in it, so there's still that, ounce of annoying.
Yeah.
Right.
Ounce.
It's the dab.
That's it.
It's an ounce. The dollop of annoying in there, yes.
Yeah.
The dollop.
Yeah.
Right, but I didn't say anything. I was just looking, and he just assumed.
Then he made a comment on your commercials?
He said, we like your commercials, too. Right. And I'm like, I'm sitting there going, what the hell just happened?
It was very weird.
Yeah, you didn't say that I was wrong. So I know that that's what you were thinking
because
of.
Because you ran out the freaking door. You hit and ran. You handed me the copy, and you bailed out the door. I didn't get a chance to say anything.
Phil says you complain about everything.
I complain about everything.
Yeah.
I just did this commercial yesterday. Oh, again with this? I hate this one. It's like either don't do the reads or when someone else reads a commercial, just sit there politely.
I'm sorry. Did you say that was Chaz and AJ in the morning? Would he talk to you like that? I don't think so.
Mm. Wow.
Mm. Yeah. Okay.
Mm. So I'm not mad?
Whatever.
Right.
I wasn't mad till now. Now I'm freaking furious.
Are you furious?
I'm getting there.
Yeah.
I don't like being talked to that way.
I don't blame you.
Yeah. And I don't see why it's okay for one, not the other. I don't get it. I don't freaking get it.
Yeah. He'll never talk back to you, Chaz. But he talks back to AJ a lot.
I'm explosive.
I can be.
It's never really a good result when you do that, right?
I can be. I used to be known for really bad temper. I chilled out a lot.
What do you mean, used to be?
Right.
You had a meltdown Friday that was epic.
Hey,
it's
you guys.
It's not in the past, AJ.
You guys all ganged up on me. When I get ganged up on, then it's Krakatoa time.
Krakatoa.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Wait, Krakatoa is
a volcano.
Krakatoa was a volcano.
How do you think of these things?
It just comes to me. Really want to question me now?
No, it's funny.
Vesuvius about to erupt. Let me see if I can make it back one more time.
I like it. I want to start using it.
I like how your brain works.
Thank you.
I know, really it's funny.
It goes to defense mode a lot.
But for some reason, your defense mode is funny. It's full of one-liners.
Yeah, but it doesn't do my diverticulitis any good, does it? That was really funny. I was in the hospital there for a week and a half.
You really were.
But boy, it sure was funny.
You think
and
we
our
sent
insurance
you to the
company
hospital?
Only paid for so much of it.
Are you saying we sent you to the hospital?
That but is yeah. the implication.
Really?
Oh, he just said, yeah.
You guys and listeners, yeah.
We sent you to the hospital.
It was brought on by stress. Ask Dr. Rao. Stress did it.
I thought it was nuts.
No.
Oh. So wait, nuts in the pocket of your...
No, I didn't have any nuts in my pockets. That didn't even come out right at all, did it?
See, this is why you need to be mad all the time.
When I got ganged up on Friday, I felt somebody punch me in the stomach.
You
again.
Weren't ganged up on.
Oh, really? It was like the end of Casino.
Hey, all you're missing, lying.
All was missing Krakatoa. Was two holes dug in the ground and bats.
How did that... did we have that on audio?
It was you guys, and it was all the Facebook people
that
were watching live.
Every Friday, we get off the air, and between 10:05 and 10:15, we start a Facebook Live thing.
Right.
And
our weekly podcast.
What were we talking... We were talking about... Oh, the weekend, what we planned to do the weekend. And I said, are you going to take any selfies with your feet or whatever? Any selfies we're going to be interested in?
And that turned into a demonstration as to how I did that one time.
The now infamous photo.
Because no one believed me. And then,
by the way.
And then it became dog pile in the AJ time.
Hold on. That picture has taken on a life of its own.
It really has.
No.
I was texting back and forth with Will Noonan, Boston comedian.
Yeah, because he saw that. I remember he was like shaking his head.
I asked him if he was going to be at the parade today. And he said, no, he has some work to do. And then he said, also, that picture AJ deleted has haunted my nightmares for a week.
Does it got the guy with the cookie crackers?
I said, I want to smash the part of my brain that is storing that.
Oh, well, go for it.
He responds, maybe we can get it hypnotized out of us.
There you go, see?
Oh, that's a funny bit.
There you go, see?
Oh,
see?
That's
yeah,
bad.
I never want to see that picture again.
See, I did it, it wasn't for a friggin' rat of Instagram or whoever the hell with this rat was in the office that sent it to you. It wouldn't have gotten
it was,
shown.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It was someone in the office.
I had it for an hour. I took it down, but somebody else screenshot it, sent it to you. So now
I'm going to protect my sources. If I don't protect my sources, then people will be afraid to send me stuff.
Any lingering factors is now not me. It's on you guys because I took it down.
Yeah, the problem is then you get Krakatoa at the wrong person.
Anyway,
I wish you just saw the face that AJ made. It was like a stunad.
But look, this is what's
happening. Stunad to the max.
It's happening again right now.
No, it's Eric from Long Island who started this whole thing, right?
No,
Kyle.
Kyle. Whatever.
You love calling him Eric.
In my mind, his name is Eric.
Right.
Because he looks like Eric Cartman. Is that why?
It's never going to change. And Phil just had coffee go through his nose. Wiggy says you won that back and forth because you had a 19th century disaster quote.
See, Krakatoa was big.
That was awesome.
Yep, that was big.
Did it kill people?
Oh, hell yes. It was like the basic like volcanic eruption ever.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How many people did it kill?
I couldn't tell you exactly. I didn't go that far.
Does Wiggy know how many people it killed?
Maybe more than two.
Oh, here we go. I got the number.
Oh, Pam.
Unless Wiggy knows.
I'm getting a whole... It wasn't a matter of how many people died. I guess it, like, changed the geography of the world forever.
It says at least 36,417 deaths are attributed to the eruption and the tsunami it created.
Wow.
Yeah. It messed stuff up.
So you're comparing your fit of rage to that.
Yes.
I feel it.
Krakatoa time.
Which is weird because you like toes.
Krakatoa.
Only chick toes. We're good. Dude toes, keep them.
That was the whole problem. There was a Krakatoa on my Instagram.
Started it.
No, there was a Mesatoa.
There was a Mesatoa.
Yeah, there was a whole Mesopotamian empire.
Too many Toa.
Right.
Mesatoa.
Yeah.
As long as it's not a Toa and a Kraka.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to see that.
So can we hear AJ's Krakatoa? This is from Facebook Live about 10:15 Friday.
Kyle the janitor / Kyle Long Island says he would pay big bucks to scroll through AJ's photo roll right now live on the Facebook Live.
How much?
Tell Kyle to go f*** himself.
I think you can.
You just
that.
Did yourself.
Can we do that?
No.
Okay. Wait, that means that there's scandal in there.
No, it means mind your own business is what it means.
You can scroll through mine any day.
I'll see you guys later.
All right, hold on.
Oh, no, AJ. I'm just kidding.
All the goddamn time.
No, you
it's
can
always three against one, but the
I'm sorry.
It's not.
Bullshit.
No.
I'm sorry.
Bullshit. Bullshit.
No.
Here's an idea, folks. Get a goddamn life.
Okay.
You f***ing on Facebook, get a f***ing life.
All right.
Kyle, next time, I hope no one lets you in the f***ing building.
All right.
Freeze that.
We dial it down.
What are you two chuckling snickering about now?
Just reading all the comments coming in.
What a moron saying
exactly.
Now?
Everyone just feels bad.
So that's...
Yeah, the f*** they are. I know that crowd. You're not laughing because everybody feels bad about me.
Wow, that was Krakatoa.
Thank you.
I want to hear it all again. That was awesome.
What was my ringtone?
Well, you said F us. F all these guys.
Yep.
And you wanted Kyle to die.
Freeze to death.
Freeze to death.
Yeah, Kyle! It was freeze, you F. Kyle! See, what happens when I get ganged up on. I'm in ninja mode.
Was there one thing in there that suggested that I was ganging up on you?
Collectively.
All right, hold
Kyle,
on.
Kyle? No, because you kept on instigating, bringing it up. Like,
how
okay,
am I
wait,
instigating
no, no, no.
it? So I... Kyle asked if we want people to ask us questions while we're going along. Kyle asked if we can look through your photos.
Yeah.
Right? And I said, can we do it? That's it. Right? Do I say anything else in there?
Not in here.
Oh, what? Did I before?
Oh, well, the topic came up because you brought it up. So right. AJ's right about that.
Right. Yeah. So there's got to be one leader that instigates everything. One person that says, there's the castle. Let's storm it over there.
We were talking about our weekends. And I said, will there be any crazy Instagram pictures?
Right. Which, you know, is How's a powder that cake. That is a bat signal to all the crazies on Facebook. Kyle? Like, oh, Kyle.
Oh, so that was kind of a stealth.
Mm-hmm. That was a ta-da! Yeah. Like, all right, everybody assemble. A-holes assemble. Quickly.
You knew that was going to happen.
That's like the lead ant saying, look, a moth is down. Let's jump him and eat him.
I would never want to eat
own-
a moth.
I'm business. Ants like them.
Which is the best part from that to take to be the first piece in AJ's 2019 anger montage?
Oh, man. I mean, there's a lot of beep tones right here.
All the goddamn time.
No, you
it's
can
always three against one. What the
I'm sorry.
It's not.
Bullshit.
No.
I'm sorry.
Bullshit.
I love that. The adjustment
yeah.
of the
that.
Mic. Yeah. The vicious jostling of the mic.
That's me getting the hell out of my face.
That sounds like it should be the first clip. How long is his 2018 montage, the anger montage?
Oh, it got longer.
We're going for a new record here.
Longer and longer. I think it's over a minute and a half now.
Wow. We have enough time if you have it handy.
I got to put it left.
You should always have it handy.
I know.
Because I feel like AJ is always getting mad.
You notice a pattern here? Like I come in here and that's what happens?
It is a thing. It can't be tracked.
You know what, AJ? If it wasn't so damn funny when you got mad.
I know.
It's not something we would revisit.
Oh. Can you guys at least pace yourselves?
Yeah. Yeah.
That'd be awesome. Thank you.
No, we're not trying to do it now. We're trying to talk about what happened Friday.
I know. My stomach's starting to hurt already.
But why?
All right. I don't want that. Nobody wants that.
No.
You know, don't get mad now. We're not trying to. We're talking about you being mad on Friday.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
We're not trying to make you mad now.
No, not trying to. It's going to happen.
Have you found it yet or not?
I don't know where I put it. Or someone deleted it?
I didn't touch anything. I don't touch anything in there.
We know AJ didn't get into that computer.
Yeah, trust me. I barely found the on switch in this one.
Right. Chaz and AJ. Hello, you're on.
All right, thank you.
All right.
It's exactly 60 seconds.
All right, let's play it.
Don't tell me what my friggin' my feelings are, okay, jackass? Because my feelings are normal. You guys don't friggin' realize it. More people are angry nowadays because of all kinds of crap going on. Here goes comedy. Right out the window. There! That's the person you just slapped the crap out of. Everybody else in the world friggin' laughed. Yeah, I'm gonna give you a D-E-N-T in your forehead. Get him the hell out. Pay attention next time. Don't sit there and go, Pay attention, idiots. You deserve it. Tough taillights.
Get off the phone, moron!
Tacos make people angry.
Barbecues make people angry. Don't turn this into a dick thing, pal, okay?
The goddamn parking lot! Please, give it a rest already. Knock it off, okay? History happened. You know what? Shut up. Just shut up. Because every freaking thing in the world that's happened, I have a problem with this. Kiss my ass. You are idiots. Here's a soundbite. Bye.
I love you.
Krakatoa.
Krakatoa.
And then now we have a new piece to add to the end of that.
Yes, you do.
Fastballs in Boston.
Want to say something nuts?
Sure.
They're on the PLR hotline right now.
Yep. Right? Hey, guys, I'm actually here with somebody. What's your name? Where are you from?
My name's Bob DeSilva from Lowell, Massachusetts.
A lot of people from Lowell down here today.
Yeah, we get it in.
You get it in?
Yeah.
Okay, then. So what parade number is this for you, Bob?
Number six.
You've been to all six?
I've been to all of them, yeah.
How about the other parade, like Red Sox, Bruins, any of those?
Yeah, only one I missed was the last Red Sox one.
Which one was your favorite?
This one. No, hold on, I got a better answer. The next one.
So, do you have any messages for Rams fans right now?
No, they're a cute little team. They did good.
They're a cute little team.
Yeah.
So, do you guys think number seven is coming next year?
Yeah, why not?
Every year, Brady's here. We're in it.
You're in. All right. Well, thank you guys very much.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Good plight.
Stoshball.
Yeah.
Hey, so Stoshball, if you haven't figured it out already, is in Boston now for the Patriots parade. It starts in 2 hours, and it sounds like the streets are packed out already.
You guys want to hear the craziest thing so far? We've already had one standing ovation. It wasn't for any players. It wasn't for the cops. The loudest standing ovation was for a Pabst Blue Ribbon truck.
Of course. That's the supplies, man.
Yeah. Yeah, so it could be for the beer, or it could be it's red, white, and blue. It starts with a P, and people thought, man, it's the Patriots.
Close
yeah,
enough. Really.
Yeah, we
Close
can't
enough.
Read. Mm-hmm. We can't read.
Yeah.
Hold on. We have a spirit van that's just driving by right now. Balloons. It has a lawn chair duct taped to the top of the van with a football on it.
There you go, see?
This is amazing.
Wow, they're experts now.
Oh, and the guy driving has got sombrero on.
Okay.
Has what?
Right, sombrero.
Oh, I thought you said glamour.
Right. There's nothing that says party more than a sombrero.
Seriously, yeah.
When you see that, it's like, it's on.
Right.
Yeah.
Even when you're down, they dance on your hat.
The only thing you're missing is a tuxedo t-shirt at that point.
Yeah. Yeah.
Give it time.
Stoshball, try to start a Let's Go Rams chant.
don't think that's going to work.
Give it a shot.
Just try.
let's see. Let's go, Rams! Okay.
You got to be all in. Go all in. You can't just say it once.
Let's just say I already just got some dirty luck.
Gotcha.
That means nothing.
Hey. That's how they say hello over there.
All right, do a Brady.
Boston.
Do a Brady chant. See if you can get a Brady chant going.
Okay. Brady, 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 Brady.
Keep going.
Brady, 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 Brady. Donut. Wow.
Wow. You sang it right?
Wow.
Let's talk to someone else there. Find the person who looks the drunkest.
Yes.
All right.
That's you. Remember?
Yeah. It probably is me, but I'm not drunk at all. At all. Let's see. What do we got?
This cop will do.
Yeah, even I'm not that crazy.
Okay, giant line outside Dunkin' Donuts. Starbucks was closed.
Okay, thanks. I'm the Dunkin' Donuts guy.
Yeah.
So is the rest of the state of Massachusetts.
Give me Dunkin'.
Someone sounds loud over there.
Excuse me. Do you guys have Pimentel? I'm with a local radio station. I was wondering if I could interview y'all.
No. You can. You want?
Okay. Do you mind if this goes on air? Because we're actually live right now.
Yeah.
You okay?
Yeah.
All right. What's your name? Where are you from?
Rose,
it's okay.
It's a good crowd when they don't know. They can't answer that question.
No. Seriously. Okay, check.
All right. So with your first parade, can you name other quarterbacks from the Patriots other than Tom Brady at all?
I don't even watch football, Willie.
No, I know this. Oh, the backup.
Idiot.
What?
Idiot?
Hoya?
Like the bee?
Hoya.
Booyah.
Ms. Goya. De La Hoya?
Goya. Have you guys had anything to drink this morning at all? Or?
No.
None?
Nothing.
Cranberry juice.
Is that our normal alcoholic, right?
What?
Alcoholic or right?
Alcoholic.
No, we're sober.
Really? So you guys are just crazy naturally. Yes.
Any messages for Roger Goodell?
Yeah.
Any messages for Commissioner Roger Goodell at all?
Yeah.
Oh. Oops, and there you go. Okay, we have to hit the dump button on that one.
Okay. Quick. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, knee-jerk reaction.
It seemed like a good crowd.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, happy, festive, wailed, lit.
Can't say that one wasn't surprising.
No.
No, can't say that, no.
Nope. Right now, it is crazy down here still. The streets are still packing up. And, yeah, like I said, there's nobody at Starbucks right now because it's all Boston right now, Dunkin' Donuts.
Okay. Well, why don't we talk to one more person, then we'll go to break.
Okay. Excuse me, do you have a few minutes at all?
No.
Nope, okay.
What are you doing?
Hold on. You know what I love? The parade doesn't start until 11. It's 9:07. Do you have a couple minutes?
Nope.
No.
No.
let's see.
Oh, that's beautiful.
excuse me, I'm with the local radio station doing interviews at the parade. You guys got a couple minutes at all? Or
I was supposed to be at work, brother.
Oh.
Yes.
That's the mayor.
This is an out-of-state radio station.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see.
Say that
that's
to him.
What you would tell him.
Yeah. I guess not.
Who else we got?
There's people around you, man. What else we got?
Yes, they can. They are going around me.
Stop one. Strip them.
You should have. Who cares at this point? Excuse me, sir. I'm with the radio station down in Connecticut. Do you have a couple minutes at all? Yeah, okay. Fair enough.
Ask him what he's doing. That's so important.
Standing. Excuse me, sir. Do you have a couple minutes at all? I'm at the local radio station, and you look like Edelman, and no.
Tried flattery on that one.
Oh, he's getting mad.
Mm. Morphing back into Stosh Bowl again.
He really is. It happened so quickly.
Excuse me, sir. Excuse me.
Is it a cop?
Excuse me. No. Excuse me. I'm with the radio station down in Connecticut. We're on air right now. Do you have a couple minutes at all?
I'm all right. Thank you.
All right.
You're not selling
everybody in a couple minutes. They just don't want to come on with Stosh Bowl.
It's a very polite but quick dismissal.
Say, do you have a second?
Yeah.
And stop saying at all.
Tell them what you want to talk about.
All right. Excuse me. I'm with the Connecticut radio station here to talk about the parade. Do you have a couple minutes at all?
I actually do not.
You do not?
Ask him why.
I think when you say Connecticut, people don't want to talk to Connecticut.
Yeah.
Probably not. Can we blame the lawyer for this?
No, I think you just say, can we talk to you on air about the parade? You don't have to say radio station. Just say, can I talk to you real quick on air about the parade?
Excuse me. Can I talk to you real quick on air about the parade?
About the what?
About the parade.
About it.
I'm with a, okay.
Yeah. What items did you bring with you to the parade?
What did you bring to the parade today?
What items did I bring?
Yeah, like, did you bring anything?
My phone, my wallet. Got it.
Is this your first parade?
Yeah.
You going to try to find any drinks?
Any drinks? No.
No. What about good stuff, you know what I mean?
The good stuff, I know. No, I'm not going to try and find that either.
All right, who are you most excited to see in the parade today?
Gronk.
Gronk?
Yeah.
Can you give us your best Gronk impersonation at all?
My best Gronk impersonation?
Yeah.
Oh, man. 69, bro.
Ask him if he's missing. Ask him if he's supposed to be at work right now.
Are you supposed to be at work or school right now or no?
Yeah, I took a day off from work.
You took a day off?
What do you do?
What do you do?
I do the honor guard. I work with, I do, military funerals and, honor guard events, stuff like that.
Well, thank you for your service.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh. Right, thank you.
What are his plans for the day?
I know.
He's going drinking later.
Get away from Stashball.
I think Stashball asked him if he's going to be looking for weed later.
Right. Yeah, the good stuff.
The good stuff.
If you know what I mean.
He's like, no comment.
That drove him away.
Yeah.
Yeah. And looks like we got a couple members of the bomb squad that just walked over.
Yeah, they heard somebody bombing in the air.
Yeah. I feel like that's the show promo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dodgeball is live from the Pats Parade. We'll go to him in a second. Taylor from Southbury has a comment on our dumbass news story.
Yes, I do. How are you?
Good, hello. Thank you.
I'm not criticizing, but maybe I am. I spent 3 years in California, a year in San Fran, a year in Los Angeles, and a year in San Diego. Not criticizing San Francisco, but the other two, especially L.A., that's Los Angeles.
Really?
They're at least from there. I'm telling you.
Okay. It's a good theory.
And you're not hearing that coming to that conclusion from the accent. You're figuring just from the stupidity.
Pure stupidity, but Californians really don't have an accent unless they can try one. You know, unless they put one together themselves, and they do that.
Or they're a transplant.
If they're a transplant, then they've succumbed to the California lifestyle.
There you go, see? They jumped on real quick.
I'm just telling you, just moronic is all it is, especially if I'm sure you guys have all been to L.A., but I'm telling you, I spent a year there, and I could not wait to hop that JetBlue back.
Couldn't wait to get out.
But the way she said talk, it was like talk.
Again, a transplant.
I don't know.
You could be a transplant, but sometimes when we say talk or whatever, we screw up. But she's a moron. I'm sorry.
Well, we figured that part out.
Yeah.
Did I say it? I didn't mean that.
Hence the placement in dumbass news.
Exactly.
That's right.
Dumbass.
That's right.
Dumbass. But yeah, if they're not in California, they're from one of them. The guy is, definitely. There's no question about that. If I'm wrong, please tell me. But
I don't think you're wrong.
No, we're looking it up.
Yep.
We're going to go.
Look it up. If you mention it, I'll be relieved to know I'm wrong, but I don't think I am.
All right. You're probably not, but we'll let you know. Thank you, Taylor.
Thank you very much. I hope you have a nice week.
You too.
You too. Nice thing to say. Okay. We're live in Boston now. Stashball is there for the Patriots parade. Go ahead, Stashball. You're on.
Holy crap. It's gotten even worse down here. Literally, you can't even move 5 steps without bumping into anybody at this point. In a span of 30 minutes, we've gone from a few thousand to even more thousand.
Is that an exact number?
Right. How's a burrito bowl? Good.
They're eating Chipotle bowls.
Even more thousand.
Actually, the crazy thing is we have people selling pretzels out of grocery bags down here.
Oh, that's smart.
Grocery bag pretzels, very nice.
Little entrepreneurship.
Yep. Yes.
Yep, and we got people selling, it looks like, scarves down here.
Scarves.
New England Patriots scarves with people holding signs that say, we beat L.A. ... again.
All right, so why don't you walk around and talk to some folks?
All right, let's see. Who do we got? Excuse me, sir. You got a couple minutes? I'm with the radio station down in Connecticut.
Oh, yeah.
Do you mind if this goes on air at all?
No.
What's the name? Where you from?
I'm Joe Walsh from Ohio.
Joe Walsh. Any relation to the Joe Walsh?
No, he is the Joe Walsh.
Yeah, I am. He is Joe Walsh. So, is this your first parade?
I went to the Red Sox one last time.
Do you expect this parade to be better than the actual Super Bowl?
Yeah, probably.
It's going to be more action.
Yeah, more action.
Do you have any messages for Roger Goodell at all? You fucking suck!
Yep, knew that was coming.
Yep.
How about any messages for Jared Goff and other Rams fans?
Overrated. Straight up. Get it together, you fucking young
pussy. All right, Snatchball.
All right.
Okay. Thank you guys so much. Yeah,
another group.
Alrighty.
Okay.
So ask people what they brought with them to the parade, what their plans are for the day. Did they think Robert Kraft was drunk on stage?
Oh,
what they'd like to say to Edelman and what they'd like to say to Gronk.
Okay.
Is he on Tourette Street?
Excuse me, sir. Sir, you got a couple minutes at all? Nope. Okay. trying to get across this line of people.
See, drunks will talk to anybody but basketball.
I just posted a video.
Excuse me.
On Instagram.
You guys got the time at all? I'm with the local radio station in Connecticut.
He didn't take any of our advice.
Nope.
What? No, okay.
We have somebody take his phone.
Okay. I'll have to get a picture of that later.
Yeah, we all know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you will.
I love this start. You can't take five steps without bumping into someone. And you can't get anyone to talk to.
Is he spinning around in circles?
Excuse me, sir. You got a few minutes at all? I'm with the radio station at Connecticut.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, you mind if we talk about the parade?
Yeah, I don't care.
All right, what's the name where you're from?
I'm Tyler from Raymond, New Hampshire.
All right.
He's Raymond.
How long was the drive from Raymond, New Hampshire?
About an hour and a half.
Is this your first parade?
Oh, hell no.
What was your favorite parade so far?
The Pats parade.
Which one?
The last one that we had, 2017, I believe.
Have you had anything to drink so far?
No, I have not.
Are you going to drink anything?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What's your go-to alcoholic beverage?
Fireball.
Fireball. Not Sam Adams?
Not yet.
How about any green? You going to go with any of that?
Yeah, I might.
Do you have a favorite strand at all?
No.
No? Okay. What did you bring with you?
Nothing. I'm just buying stuff down here.
How much money have you spent so far?
About 100.
About 100?
Yeah.
What'd you buy? T-shirts,
and a couple of drinks already.
A couple of drinks already.
From where?
Fireball?
Oh, yeah. From where?
Down the street around the corner at a store.
At a store?
Yeah.
All right, what store?
I have no idea. I forget what store it
was. You don't remember? Okay. Who's your favorite player?
Brady and Gronk and Edelman.
What would you like to say to them if they were listening right now?
It'd be awesome to meet them, and congratulations on the 6th Super Bowl.
Do you have anything to say to Roger Goodell at all?
Good job to him, too, as well, but we all Boston fans hate him right now.
Who's a bigger sports star in Boston, David Ortiz or Tom Brady?
I have to say both.
If you had to pick one or the other?
Tom Brady.
Brady. All right, well, thank you very much, sir.
Hey, Stashball.
Yes.
That was nice. Try to get down to where all the noise is, down to, because I hear people screaming.
Yeah.
Try to find your way down there. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. Stashball is in Boston at the Patriots Parade. It starts about an hour and 10 minutes from now. But people were there very early and partying hard. We just posted a video on our Instagram of a ball getting thrown back and forth across the street.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot of good catchers there. If you're not paying attention, ball could hit you right in the face.
Exactly, or knock your beer down.
I feel like you get arrested for that.
Yeah, you would.
You knock someone's beer over
today,
in Boston.
Yeah. Possibly beaten.
All right, Stashball, where are you?
I'm right in front of the Center Plaza. That applause you're hearing earlier, people changed from the football to a tennis ball now.
Ah. Wow.
So probably a better chance you're going to get hit. And
what's going on? Give us play-by-play.
It looks like right now they're pointing to somebody. Looks like they're pointing to something. I can't see through. Looks like they're pointing at a cop. And they're booing. It looks like they might have confiscated the tennis ball.
Oh.
Yep, they took the balls.
Yep.
Well, it's a football parade, not tennis.
Right, not tennis. Exactly. Right. Save a tennis
parade. They already took the football away, though, so it makes some sense, I guess.
Right. Oh, so I see. They waited until the football was confiscated, then they broke out with the tennis
ball. Try medicine ball next.
What's next?
Yeah.
It's like when the beach balls come out at the graduation, they just grab them and you don't get them back.
They pop them. Yeah.
Looks like people are cheering for the parade to get started. Oh, no, they brought out another football.
There you go, see?
I love it that people wait.
It's coming this way. Here we got a spike. Dude, nice spike.
Did that guy just catch it next to you?
Yeah, he caught it right next to me and then did a Gronk spike.
Go talk to him.
Yeah.
excuse me, sir. You got a couple minutes at all? I'm with local station in Connecticut. What's the name where you're from?
My name is Eric Rose. I'm from Cumberland, New Hampshire.
How long of the trip was that?
It was about an hour. I took the train.
You took the train?
Yeah.
Nice catch, man.
I had to spike it. I had to do the Gronk spike.
Is Gronk your favorite player?
Oh, no. It's Brady, of course.
Do you have a message for Mr. Brady at all?
Yeah, thank you.
Do you think he's bigger than David Ortiz at all?
Not in stature. I think David Ortiz is a big man, but for all he's done for the Patriots in the city of Boston, yeah, he's bigger than David Ortiz.
So, what's your message to the city of Los Angeles? Anything?
Yeah, I fucking hate Los Angeles for the past.
It was going well.
I've been there many times, and they should drop a bomb on that city.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Don't mix punches here.
Not a good day to mention something like that in Boston where, you had the Boston Marathon bombing.
Yeah, not a good idea.
Yeah.
But, and by the way, while that was going on, they brought out another toy.
What's that?
Paper airplane.
Oh.
The hard stuff.
Yeah, yep. Funny. Now we got about 5 tennis balls out here, and it looks like 2 footballs.
And 1 stosh ball.
All right, stosh ball.
All right. I'll catch you later.
Thank you. Record. Okay?
I'll see what I can do for y'all.
All right. Thank you.
Oh, man.